located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, January 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy there from the Iron Pig coming on and giving us updates. He texted me back. He said, please thank Dave Ajima for the huge compliment. So hopefully that was an answer. Got another text message. Longtime friends, Ralph and Sandy. Bye-bye, Barton. So glad to have heard those remarks about Ken. Somebody who is represented, by Ken Borton, state representative. Yeah, great guy. Got to know him. Sat through a class with him and John Roth, my state representative now for the 104th. Back before he filed to run for state rep, we went to a kind of a political training class, if you will, how to be a candidate, what to do, what to, you know, set up your campaign, how to set up your campaign, I should say. Because, of course, I was going to run for the state Senate in 22 as a Democrat. I kept all the Democrats at home so the Republicans could have a pure Republican primary. I protected 9 counties, but honestly, didn't work out so well because there were so many candidates running that, in my opinion, the weakest conservative won the primary and became the state senator. And that, of course, is John DeMuth. Based on his voting record, based on the bills he sponsored, based on the way he's cozied up to the Democrats down there in the state Senate. So you live and learn, and we move on. Now, one of the things you have to understand is, for example, on Saturday, February 3rd, the Mackinac County Republican Party is hosting us to come and do a second Robert's Rules of Order and Michigan State Constitution class. Then immediately after at 1:30, she's opening it up to the public. They have a lot of gifts that have been donated for silent auction bids. You can come and check out the items and get some really good stuff for perhaps not a whole lot of money on the silent auction. And the county chairs, Roxanne Dufort, being elected to being on the state committee for the first district, along with Kristen Marcus and also a new chair of the first district, Dare Rendon. I'm going to reach out to Dare and see if I can have her on the show today to talk about accepting the position as first district chair and what her vision is, what her hope is for the first district, and what her plans are heading into this November election. So we're going to get into all that and much more. But I've got a couple of stories. And this comes from MERS News Service. Doing a little digging into possibly what is the root cause of this civil war happening within the Michigan Republican Party. Now, people have brought up the boogeyman. I've heard this from numerous people. And there appears to be a boogeyman advising Christina Caramo. I've heard this from numerous people. I'm going to get into it via this MERS News Service story that came out yesterday afternoon and see if we can kind of connect some of the dots. Story title says, former Caramo aide believes her key advisor is plotting to destroy the Michigan Republican Party. The operative, who has silently steered disputed Michigan Republican Party chairwoman Christina Cramo through her meteoric rise in Michigan politics, is believed by those who worked within Cramo's inner circle to, in fact, be a Democrat who is secretly sabotaging the party from within. The accusations, published yesterday by a Lapeer County reporter, highlight the beliefs of five former Cramo confidants, who see a gentleman by the name of Michael Labadi as taking advantage of Caramo's alt-right religious beliefs and his charismatic personality to create a cult-like network of fanatical precinct delegates. Okay, I'm going to put a stop to that right there. First of all, I don't even know who Michael Labadi is. I've never met the man. I've never talked to the man. I know nothing about his background whatsoever. But this statement, number one, that Caramo's alt-right religious beliefs. I know Christina Cramo. She is absolutely a born-again Christian. She has basically a fundamental belief that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And for them to call them alt-right religious beliefs, I don't accept that definition. I don't accept the language they're using to label her religious beliefs. They're not alt-right. Why? They're far-right because she believes Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. She's accepted him for her sins that she has done in her life. She's asked for forgiveness. She's asked for salvation. She's asked for redemption and believes that she has been forgiven for her sins. And if she sins in the future, has a relationship with Jesus Christ where she can go to him and say, "Father, I'm sorry. I have sinned. Please forgive me for what I just did." That's considered alt-right, according to this story. Then they go on to say that by this Michael Labadi guy and his charismatic personality has been able to create a cult-like network of fanatical precinct delegates. Whoa, I'm going to stop the bus right there big time. Beep, 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 beep. We're backing the bus up on that statement. First of all, I don't think the majority of precinct delegates in this state are very different than me. They don't even know who the heck Michael Labadi is. That's number one. Number two, he has not influenced us, the people that are precinct delegates within the Republican Party, in any way, shape, or form. How could he when they don't even know who the heck the guy is? So that whole paragraph, I disagree with the premise, the language regarding her religious beliefs, and then this guy having some type of ability to create a cult-like network of fanatical precinct delegates. It's the whole story is based on a false premise. Labadi, who boasts to others about his intelligence community background, things he's done over the years, is allegedly the puppeteer who feeds Cramo key buzzwords to brainwash Christian grassroots. to believe that their involvement in politics is to save the country from the deep state evil type people. Again, back the bus up. These precinct delegates, many who listened to this show, many who learned about becoming a precinct delegate from listening to this show, getting involved in county party politics and the state party's politics. We didn't need Labonte to give key buzzwords to Caramo to brainwash the Christian grassroots. We believed on our own before we even got involved in politics that we were fighting a deep state, one world globalist agenda going all the way back to George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton. We knew this was going on. We don't need to be brainwashed by anybody. We know and have seen with our own eyes enough things over the years. We didn't need to be brainwashed. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Yes, you're dang right. We need to save the country from the deep state evil people. We were on that mission long before we even knew who Christina Caramo was. And if she does have an advisor by the name of Michael Labonte, we don't even know who the heck this guy is. Now, the story goes on to say that this guy's a year younger than me. He's 65 and was a registered Democrat in California as recently as 2016 before buying a condo in Waterford, Oakland County, Michigan, back in 2017 and turning Caramo into a polarizing demagogue. Republicans are now fixated on fighting among themselves as opposed to creating a cohesive network to defeat the Democrats. Don't know if that's true. And definitely understand how they could see it that way. We'll continue the rest of the story. Final segment of Hour 2. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages coming in. I'm not going to get into all of them, but bottom line is, evidently, this Michael Labatie guy, they have scrubbed his background, and that leads people immediately to the suspicion that he's somehow a Democrat trying to destroy the Michigan Republican Party. He's cozied up to Christina. He's been an advisor, and the insiders don't like his access to her. And evidently she listens to him as an advisor, and they don't like the decisions she makes. Well, first of all, Christina Crammel was the only candidate that was actively continuing to call for election integrity. Matt DiPerno, after all of the things he went through the Antrim County lawsuit with Bill Bailey, had the evidence. He knew exactly what was going on. But when he got closer to state convention, he bailed on election integrity. Many believe he took money from DeVos and others, became an insider, and stopped talking about it. Today, to this day, Christina Crammel is still talking about election integrity. Vicky got called from our local clerk here in Torch Lake Township. She's going to be a paid poll worker. Because of the 9 days of early voting, they don't have enough staff. They're scrambling to try to find people of integrity to be hired to be poll workers, not poll challengers. Vicky signed up to be a poll challenger with a group we're affiliated with. But now she's got to actually work the polls and be sitting there all day. Well, this Mark Grebner from Practical Political Data said if Labatie is, in fact, a closet Democrat, quote, he's certainly hiding it well. And not just since Caramo became chair. He's been acting like a Republican from the moment he first moved to Michigan and opened his checkbook, end quote. Labatie has made more than 20 donations to Republican entities and candidates as far as MERS News Service can find. He also voted on the Republican side in the presidential primary in 2020. And has voted in every election since he's moved to Michigan 6 years ago. Earlier this year, Caramo described Labatie as, quote, a friend, end quote, who was not given any consideration for a job within the party, but was feared by many as being pushy and a deep state globalist theorist who was attempting to indoctrinate others with his scripted jargon. Scott McMahon, a reporter from LaPeer County, created his own website called Bigger Truth Media, an independent from his job at a local newspaper, to lay out the psychology behind Labadie's strange hold on Caramo. Allegedly, he shows interviews with five whistleblowers. He lays out how the perceived strategy is not necessarily to raise money or not to win elections, but to solidify power at the state party level. In full disclosure, this reporter, McMahon, is a former county commissioner candidate from 2022 who sold real estate in Southeast Michigan. Did he run as a Republican or a Democrat? You just happened to leave that part out. Because as a former county commissioner candidate, he had to be either a Democrat or a Republican. Here is the bottom line to all this, people. None of this matters. And I'm going to tell you why. Go to the bylaws. Go to the charter of the Michigan Republican Party. You know what you're going to find? The Michigan Republican Party is responsible for statewide elections. This year, 2024, what statewide elections do we have? Statewide, we have a presidential primary on February 27th where Donald Trump will win overwhelmingly the Republican vote. Biden will win the Democrat vote. The presidential race has already been determined. New Hampshire is happening today. And with DeSantis dropping out, Nikki Haley is going to get her butt kicked and probably drop out later tonight or tomorrow. Trump will be the nominee for the Republican Party, period. Donald Trump doesn't need the Michigan Republican Party's help in winning Michigan this year. The only other race, the U.S. Senate. And we won't even know who that candidate is until August 6th. So how much money do they really, really have to raise for the U.S. Senate race? When the candidate, once they become the candidate, will probably have their own fundraising machine and won't even need the Michigan Republican Party this year. State House is on your own.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the